So as we roll through the summer, we're going to keep coddling people, offering lottery prizes and free this and free that if they'll just get a shot. I'm going to beg people, please get your shot. Please. It's like, I think everybody's made up their mind by now. Although my wife and I were driving yesterday and saw a site that looked like it still had 20 cars in line to get vaccinations. So hopefully there are still people that are surging toward getting their vaccinations so we can all move on with our lives. There's an Ohio lawmaker named Sherry Tenpenny. I just wanted to say that out loud. It's so fun. Her last name is one word, Tenpenny, T-E-N Penny. Sherry Tenpenny. She's in the Ohio State House arguing in favor of a bill that would stop businesses and government from requiring vaccinations. Why? Well, you know, it turns the human being into a magnet because there are magnetic properties in the vaccine. It must be true. It's on the internet.
Sure, you've seen the pictures all over the internet of people who've had these shots and now they're magnetized. They can put a key on their forehead, it sticks. They can put spoons and forks all over them and they can stick. Because now we think that there's a metal piece to that. There's been people who've long suspected that there was some sort of an interface, yet to be defined, an interface between what's being injected in these shots and all of the 5G towers.
Okay, if you say so. It's the 5G towers. We're all magnetized. This is all just a big conspiracy by another planet. That's what I think. Carl Schmidt joins us from Louisville Sports Commission. Have you had your vaccinations, Carl Schmidt?
You're making me laugh. Yes, I'm vaccinated. Thank you very much.
Have you taken a spoon and made it hang from your forehead? Not your nose, your forehead.
It depends on how much bourbon I have. I could have one. Yeah, there are some wacky people in the world, aren't there?
She's a doctor, too. Sherry Tenpenny. Yeah. Is a doctor. I don't think it's a PhD. I think she's a medical doctor.
Well, you know what they say about the person who graduated last in their medical class. They call them doctor, right?
Sherry Tenpenny seems to be a few pennies short. I'm just guessing. Welcome aboard, Carl. Good to have you here. You were going to tell me about a very special little project underway now for the Louisville Sports Commission, which works all year long, and I like that you guys never spot. The Sports Fund, what is it?
Sports Fund, yeah, it's kind of a catchy play on words. It's Fund, F-U-N, parenthetical D, Sports Fund. So the idea here is that we are going to read the Sports Commission as a 501c3, a nonprofit. We're going to go after grant dollars, take in grant dollars, and redistribute those grants to sports organizations that already exist or try to help others kind of come together so that more kids in more places can play more sports. And really what we're talking about is recreational-level sports. This isn't team travel. And this is in those zip codes that we all know that this term social determinants of health are making things way different. Like where I grew up, in the West End, the average life per person is 61.5 years. Where I live now, it's 72 years.
Wow.
And so the other thing we know about the data is very conclusive. If kids participate in extracurricular activities, there's so much good thing that happens in their life. They're healthier, they're happier, they're better adjusted, their mental health is better. In sports, you get all that and you get the physical exercise also. So we've already made grants to Metro Parks for swimming, competitive swimming, entry-level, at three swimming pools. They're going to do soccer programs. We're going to have fencing at the Louisville Fencing Center, which is in the Russell neighborhood. We're working the Flagey Rams that actually practice at it's a youth football club. They practice the old Flagey field. They can tell us exactly how many kids can't play because they can't afford it. We're going to support them. And this summer, Terry, and through the balance of this year, we'll have 500 more kids playing in some type of organized sports activity.
It's fantastic. First off, I didn't know the Flagey Field was still there.
It is part of Metro Parks. There was a swap that took place at some point in time. It's still called Flagey Field, and it's a park, and it's a beautiful little park, and Flagey Rams play there, and it's just a great place. I just spoke to the Flagey Alumni Association today, and I was telling about this program, and I'm one of these guys that believes that things like that's hallowed ground. You look at the
You bet.
The people that went there and sweated and, you know, toiled to be on a sports team. But this whole sports fund, Terry, we'd like someday to think that when people in this community talk about the Fund for the Arts and Metro United Way and the Crusade for Children, what a great thing that was this weekend, then maybe they'll say, hey, and that sports fund, isn't that a great thing that they're bringing all these dollars in and helping more kids play?
You bet. Where do you have more details written out so people can learn more?
Yeah, go to our website, which is louisvillesports.org, or you can go to Sports Fund, that's Sports, F-U-N-D, Fund, K-Y, .org, sportsfundky.org.
And you are loyal to your teams. You're a Flage boy, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I tell people the best day St. X football ever has is the day Flage closed, but
right.
The problem with that was Trinity got all the Flage mojo, and I don't think it was a good day to say that.
When I was a senior at St. X was when the first Flage guys, you know, had no home. And so we had a bunch of guys who had to come be seniors with us and graduate. And they were like, we felt sorry for them because they had gone to a school that had just closed. And it's like, wah, wah. You know, we'll love you anyway.
Well, actually, when we were in school, and I was class of 71. In fact, how about this past Sunday, June 6th, 50 years ago on June 6th, I walked the stage at Memorial Auditorium as a proud Flage grad. But my junior and senior year, St. X, they put on a mixer. They called it the FNX mixer. Raised, I don't know, $10,000 or $20,000, and they gave the money to Flage.
We're not bad guys.
Oh, you're not
bad. Hold on against us. But your team loyalty, the reason I brought this up is because people noticed that when U of L was playing Miami in baseball, you were wearing a Miami shirt.
I was. And, you know, I cut my teeth at Miami. I met my wife at Miami. My first son was born at Miami. My first sport that I handled as an assistant SID was University of Miami baseball. I went to 3 College World Series. I broke the ice for them. I led them to their first World Series title in 1982. But it was actually a shirt that was sort of somewhere between red and orange.
Oh, is that what it was? Did Dan McDonald chase you out of the stadium?
He had other things to chase. They got swept by the hurricane.
Yes, you didn't need to bring up that part, Carl.
Indeed not, though. So, yeah, but you know what? In the same thing that I posted that sign that hangs in Patterson Stadium of what the University of Louisville has done in college baseball. Not all of it, but much of it under Dan McDonald.
You bet.
Any college in America would be glad to have that record. It is remarkable.
Right, you are.
And they'll be back.
You betcha. And good luck with the sports fund. Again, the website is sportsfundky.org. Good work.
Yep.
Great cause on there, Carl. Thanks so much.
All right, Terry. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Carl Schmidt from the Louisville Sports Commission. Again, the website is sportfundky.org. Back in a minute on News Radio 840 WHAS.